One, two, three, four. There ain't no cans of beer around here. Blow the fine bottles and find that queer. For how is a man supposed to dance?
Tunes from the Ithaca Bottom Boys.
IBB, out of Ithaca, New York.
My name is Mona Gender on the Cosmic Clash, and today we have the Ithaca Bottom Boys. We'll start off with you. Your name?
My persona is Smokey Joe, and my name is Joe Hayward.
I'm John Acidisi.
To this last.
All right, well, the Cosmic Clash viewers want to know who the Ithaca Bottom Boys are.
Well, we're a gathering, just a bunch of people. We get together, make ruckus, play music. You know,
we come from all parts of the globe.
You know, there's nothing really that ties us together other than our love for freaking people out.
Ruckus.
And,
yes,
know, having a good time.
Getting dirty.
And hedonistic laugh experiences, I think.
Well, okay. There's that.
But there's also the soul.
We have much soul.
All right. Well, I was coming up on a parking garage, and then I found these guys just wandering the garage with their instruments, and I was interested.
High as shit.
So high.
Right on.
Very high.
All right, so how long have you guys been playing?
Together.
It's been a year now. That's when our first tune was written on the sunny hillside one summer. Late May.
I do believe it was...
Late April, May, you know, sometime around there. We wrote our first tune. It was the second damn song.
The first damn song we ever wrote.
First dam.
If anyone knows anything about the town of Ithaca,
Second Dam is the place to go.
It's the place to throw yourself, expectations out the window,
and yourself off a 60-foot cliff. That's what the drunk college kids do, and
that's what we've learned to do as well.
Sounds rad. All right, well, the next question, what drives your passion for the music you guys create?
Well, you mean what inspires us? Because, I mean, there's so many...
Spontaneity. Other musicians,
definitely. But at this point, our own music kind of is like self-cycling. I don't know if you know anything about systems and science. You know, it drives itself, really. And, well, drugs.
It all kind of controls us in a way, and it's not a way I don't know if I'm even comfortable with it or, you know, appropriately responding to it, but I'm trying to channel it, and it's so powerful, and I don't know if I'll get out.
The spirit has taken Tristram.
Although
he's gone from the planet. Where is he gone?
I do have to say this. I found myself in a place now where I actually like singing about doing drugs just a little bit more than I like doing the drugs.
I'm with you there, buddy.
So, you know,
yes, sir.
I think at least if I have anything to say for myself, I have that.
Right on.
You're crazy, right. Man. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, like, what's your favorite spot to play in?
Well,
I think we have a song that best illustrates that, yes. You are familiar with Fuck Private Property. Yeah, dude.
It's in
E minor to D, basically.
Yes, our favorite place to play is...
You're on drugs, so just go with the flow.
I'm not on drugs.
Where are the fuckers? All right, so ready. 1, 2, 3, 4. When I was young, I used to be happy and roam the woods freely until I got older and they could charge me with trespassing on private property. I said, hey, listen, you son of a gun. Nature is for everyone, so take your fence, shove it up your bum. Your garbage means nothing to me. Fuck the property. Well, do ra loo ra loo ra loo. Dad on your lawn and take a boo loo.
As the cows go moo,
I'll walk wherever I please. Fuck private property.
Well, there you have it. They like to play in private property locations.
Yeah. You want to tell the story
about
that?
Because it's not really private property, you see. It's just people get this idea worked up into their numb skulls that land exists just because they do. And it's like, oh, well, you know, this is my land, you see. I make this land what it is. But really, you know, the only way to do that is to die and have your body go into the ground. And then you can be in respect of the land and yourself. But until then, you're just a numbskull who says he owns some land. And you're not doing that land a favor. That land doesn't give a shit about you and your property sign or your whatever it is that you scroll on that makes
yes,
it legal
sir.
Or whatever.
Yes,
the fuck.
Sir.
Yeah.
It really does make me cry to know that there's people out there that don't even walk their own fields.
Inhabited by dirty musicians. Playing raunchy songs.
They drive their
fields. It's my favorite thing to do.
Over and over with the tractor, but they never even touch it with their toes. And they don't even know that we're there because they don't ever go up there.
All right, well, there you have it. The Ethica Bottom Boys out of New York. This is Mona Jenner signing off with these cool cats.